Thanks for staying with us. The Gift of the Givers has come to the rescue of displaced residents of Pola Park in Philippi East and Khayelitsha in Cape Town. It follows fires that destroyed homes and claimed lives this week. The foundation provided hot meals, clean water, blankets and baby care packs to the affected. For more on this, we're now joined by Gift of the Givers Foundation founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. A very good evening to you. Welcome to Newsroom Africa. Two fires leaving residents homeless and lives being lost here. You've had your hands full. Talk to us about how severe the impact was.
Good evening. Well, there's been six fires from 30th December up till today. The first fire was in Dunoon. The next day there was a fire in Masipumulele. The third day there was a fire in Nomzamo. The fourth day in Pola Park. Then another, that was the back section. Then the front section of Pola Park. And this morning, early hours of morning, it was in Khayelitsha. Our teams were supposed to be on a break from the 23rd of December, but the fire necessitated them coming in to the areas. And because we're so well known, responding to all types of disasters, whether it's fire, flood, rain, hurricane, we get called by community members, by community leaders, at the same time that disaster management gets called or the firefighters get called. And in fact, this morning's fire, my staff, one of them that lives in Khayelitsha, at 4:30 in the morning, community leaders went and knocked on a door and said, it's urgent, you know, we need help, please, can you assist? And so it is a relationship we've developed with the community. And of course, we and every year before we close up, we always stockpile because we know in December, especially in Cape Town, there's always fires. Mm. So we've been well prepared and our staff came back from work and we've had a phenomenal relationship with the communities. So on the one hand, yes, we have the fire. But because it's so often and so common, people don't understand the gravity of what goes on in terms of human emotion, human suffering, the anguish, what people see, the pain and suffering they go through. That's a huge story on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it must take a lot from your team on the ground to have to listen to people who have lost everything and also try to assist. How have you managed to achieve that balance? Because we're talking about thousands of people here.
Our teams are well trained in this kind of disaster intervention. We've had a long period of ongoing disaster with COVID-19. From March 2020 right on into virtually into 2021 December. We had the civil unrest in 2021 in KZN and the KZN floods. You know, and our teams crossed the different provinces. So they are fairly well skilled in responding to people, listening to their troubles and their hardships and their difficulties, trying to ease the pain from a physical point of view. And you know, strangely enough, we never used to get calls for counseling previously. But this time, with the six fires taking place, many people were very traumatized and needed counseling, which is different from the past. Yes, people do need counseling when there's fires. But this time, there was active request for fire in the last 6 days. In fact, in the first fire, when a lady came from work, the fire during the day. And when she got home from the taxi, she saw all those fires, you know, in the area. She ran towards the house and saw it was completely burnt. She threw herself to the ground, wailing and sobbing. This was her life's possessions gone. And you have similar stories from other people. A lady would say, look at me. I'm wearing my pajamas. I've got nothing else to wear. Look at my child. My child is walking around in underwear. What are we going to do? Everything is gone. And these are the heart-wrenching stories that the country has to understand. And all of them are really traumatized because schools are starting next week or in 10 days' time.
Yeah.
And they're saying, what are we going to do about uniforms? What are we going to do about stationery? My child is going to matric. We can't start matric in this way. It's going to be a tough time for us. So that's the one aspect. But to me, this thing has to stop. And the way to stop that is to make land available to people. We're talking for years about giving them houses. Nobody's going to give them houses. The government just doesn't have the money. Give them land, adequate land, and get war communities within the informal settlements to space those houses out, to put a ceiling that you can't have more than 30 or 40 or 50 homes here, well spaced out, more land, Never mind what structure they use. They're going to build in any case, plastic, cardboard, tin sheet, it doesn't matter. As long as they're spaced out and safe and not go through this indignity of getting burns all the time, people dying, and, you know, and they displaced. This is not acceptable. Something has to be done decisively now.
Absolutely. And in trying to get that assistance in terms, I mean, you speak a lot about counseling here that's needed, speaking to the number of fires that have happened within just, you know, December and January. What, how much assistance have you managed to get from government? And, of course, people need to rebuild their lives. Besides the assistance that you're giving in terms of clothes and food, people need to rebuild their lives. How much assistance is there for that aspect?
Let's start with the government. They've been phenomenal in terms of disaster management, firefighters, road traffic inspectorate, social services, SASA, the SAPS, everyone. They've been absolutely amazing in terms of responding. In fact, in the week, we lost one of the heads of the Western Cape SASA, Patience Peterson, and she's an incredible lady on site early in the morning at every fire. From the civilian point of view, civil service point of view, they've been absolutely phenomenal. The firefighters, all of them. Where the government falls short is they never have resources to deal with support. This is, and I'm not blaming the civil servants for that. It is something that government has to look at in the different levels, from national, provincial, municipal level, how they can resolve this problem. They never have supplies to give. It's always our teams that come with blankets, hot meals, for 5 to 6 days, the hygiene packs, sanitary packs, diapers, and in many cases, we do give building material also. In the past, the city of Cape Town used to give building material, but for some reason, I think the budget's been cut from national, they can't do that anymore. But it's not a city of Cape Town problem. There's something that happens throughout the country, and the government has to look in terms of emergency preparedness, how to supply people with the houses. And that's why I come to the point that when they rebuild, whether they use corrugated sheeting, blank, plastic, cardboard, they need to be given land to rebuild that houses that spaced out. Now they have double stories. Where did you have a double story in the informal settlement? And on top of each other, it's so high risk and it's not the way to live. And we definitely need to deal with that in a more decisive and constructive manner.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and giving us some insight on the ground there. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the founder of Gift of the Givers Foundation, talking to the number of fires that have really left thousands of people homeless in the last month.